Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. President Barack Obama today says that he appeared to be on target to win approval by mid-February for an economic stimulus plan to boost the ailing economy, but some differences remain to be worked out. Obama spoke a day after the U.S. House of Representatives backed a raft of tax cuts and spending programs as part of a $825 billion package to boost the economy, despite Republican complaints that their proposals were not getting a fair hearing. Obama criticized also what he called a lack of accountability and transparency in managing distributed funds under financial stability programs instituted under the Bush administration. And said that reform would be needed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 79.51. It's down 171 points. The NASDAQ at 14.53, down 12. And the S&P 500 at 8.14, down 13.19.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading this Friday morning. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 5.92, down 7 on the open. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5.58, down 8 and 3 quarters. July, 5.89, down 2 and a quarter on the open. March corn, 3.84, down 3 and a half on the open. May, 3.94, down 4 and a half. July, 4.04, down 5. December, 4.30 and a half, down 3. And March of 2010, 4.44 and 3 quarters, down 2 and a quarter on the open. March beans, 10.15, up 3 on the open. May, 10.16, down 3 and a half. July, 10.25, down 2 and a half. November, 9.52, down 5 and a half. January of 2010, 9.58, down 8 and a half on the open. March soybean meal open at 3.17.50, down 70 on the open. May, 3.17, down 120. March soybean oil open at 33.45, down 8 on the open. May, 33.83, down 7. February live cattle opened at 81.90, down 37 and a half on the open. January feeders were at 93 even, down 47 and a half. February lean hogs 59.25, down 40, and February bellies 81.50, down 50 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Illinois. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, what did you make of the open? We did have export sales numbers before the opening bell, and corn had a pretty doggone good export number. A lot of corn sold under the USDA radar reporting system and well above trade estimates.
I think we're starting to see the world buyers start to reflect their interest in U.S. corn because of the Argentinian corn crop and the continued dry weather down there. So a pretty impressive start to the day when you consider the U.S. dollars up and crude oil being down. So we like the opening so far.
How do you think the market will close today when it gets even more critical, I suppose?
Yeah, I think you got to couple that with the technicals, those that watch the charts, especially in the corn. It's kind of a coil formation or a formation that says this market needs to quickly determine whether it's going to shoot higher and head towards the old highs we made a week or two ago, or it's going to break to the downside here. So a battle that's going on. I think farmers need to recognize that we've got some opportunities here and kind of watch this market closely, Dave.
And as you look at that coil formation, what's your thinking?
With today's action and the world buyers coming, I think it lends to the idea that we can make that move to the upside. And again, I think if we had the dollar weaken up and the crude oil strengthen up, we could probably have the ability to break that out to the upside. So I'm pretty good performance so far. Again, I think producers need to be wary of this, though, and be ready to do something.
And what are you recommending that they do if we do see prices around the $4 mark again?
Basis is still good. We take advantage of that on the cash side, then look to re-own with some call options. On the converse side, if they don't want to do anything and they're going to wait for maybe higher action, we would certainly buy put options on this move to create that floor underneath you that, you know, we have those negatives out there, the outside markets. And certainly Argentinian weather, like any weather market, Dave, it's going to be known pretty soon and it's going to be factored in.
Pretty soon, I would think, in fact. And I would think within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, at the most. I think, again, we're entering a critical zone here again, it's only going to play out so much. And I think producers also need to recognize both corn and beans would not probably be at these price levels if we hadn't had the problem in South America. So we've got to take advantage of it and recognize that maybe it's not as high as we'd like it to be, but without this situation down there, we wouldn't even be close to where we are.
Turn your attention to the bean market, which has done a pretty nice job over the last seven or eight sessions, except for the one on the 20th of holding of 10-day moving average. How important is that?
Real important. And the other thing to recognize about the bean market, Brazil at this point has received some decent rains. The bean crop there is looking, you know, better than it was, let's say, a week, 10 days ago. And the more rain you could really impact and help the yield down there. So beans have kind of run their course. You know, good exports again today, but I guess our goal is a $10 plus in the cash old crop beans is a target to shoot for to let some go. Then again, for more upside potential, convert that over to a cash call option.
It's really hard to get a handle on the size of the bean crop in Argentina. I mean, we've seen numbers as low as 40 to 41. USDA is up at 49.5 million metric tons off their latest estimate. What is the trade thinking about the number at the moment? And do you think there is the potential to go down to that 41? I mean, if we were getting down there, that's pretty low.
I think that we can see the trade look for that lower number, but I think we really have to watch for factored in. That is factored in already, and that's the thing that's hard for farmers to understand. When we start reading about it and talking about the droughts more in print and on the radio, a lot of times, Dave, that's already in the market, and that's what we're suggesting to producers is a lot of this is already in there. Weather markets can end very, very quickly. And that's why we're on high alert here to do something to take advantage of the prices.
So what number does the trade have factored in at this point? What is their working number, do you think?
I don't exactly want to know to give you a really good answer on that one because, again, they're on the corn side, I could give you some more numbers there. On corn, they're looking at 12.3 to 13 million metric tons. Yes, he's at 18. But on the bean side, there doesn't seem to be a real good answer on that because beans, we've seen them here in this country, can respond to rain and really improve, and that's where, you know, the Brazilian crop has really improved. So don't really have a good answer on that one. I think what we could say, though, is we've really run the beans up, and China's been buying, and whatever that South American bean number is, it's pretty much getting into the market.
What prices are producers going to need in a month or two to see on the board in order to help them make decisions on whether or not to plant more corn?
I think we certainly got to get up into that $4.75 to $5 range. The price of fertilizer is getting coming down somewhat. But, again, it's not – at this point, corn has fallen back, and the fertilizer hasn't fallen back enough to entice guys over to it. And it still goes back to a lot of guys in a lot of the country. A much simpler answer on the bean side of the equation. We know we've got a price where we can make some money. You don't have to make that fertilizer decision. So beans are still, in our minds, very attractive. Different parts of the country, again, you get outside the edges, would be more attractive. The Dakotas, Kansas, over those areas, a much simpler decision than maybe in Illinois, parts of Indiana where we like to grow corn.
Well, should I be hedging some beans right now then?
Yeah, we're hedging beans. We are 20% sold on forward contract, if you can, on the new crop beans. We continue, if we can rally back towards $10, we'd be futures-wise, we'd be attacking it again and selling more. The other alternative, again, if you don't want to do that, we'd be looking at maybe some $9 May put options as a tool to, again, play defense here against what may happen if the market would happen to break through to the downside.
Anything you'd like to add?
I think it's a time to, again, producers be on high alert here. If the market, again, is going to make that that major decision, whether it be this week, next week, but it's certainly coming up whether we're going to be able to sustain this rally and top out.
Yeah, it just seems like there's a window of opportunity in here at the moment.
Yes, and again, I think producers need to recognize why we're here. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be here where we are today without that South American problem going on.
Thank you much, Chuck. Thank you again this afternoon.
Thank you, Dave.
Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick in Kansas City. March wheat, 559 1/4, up 1 1/4 at the board. A trade March, 569 3/4, up 3 to July, 593 3/4, up 2 1/2. March corn, 391 1/2, now 391 3/4, up 4 1/4. July, 412 3/4, up 3 3/4. December, 437 1/4, up 3 3/4. March beans, 1023, up 11. The Noves, 959, up 1 1/2. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.